I skip that for the effect of time. So, by trying to give a classification which is very simple, my objective and the objective of my team was to say these are not random complications. They fall into a subgroup. And the best group is the group where the initial surgeon left a normal-looking breast, even though it is smaller than the other one. And as breast surgeon, our goal is not to do beautiful symmetrical breast after excising a 3-centimeter breast cancer. Our goal is to leave a breast which is treated, which looks normal, because even though it might be smaller than the other breast, most patients will not ask for anything. If they do ask for something, it will be a contralateral breast lift, and it's very simple. You don't have to go back. So as breast surgeons, do not accept deformities, and this is the reason why I do believe that oncoplastic surgery level 1 will solve most of the problem, and that talk will not be needed in a few years. To the plastic surgeons now, these are very difficult cases because they've been radiated and because there are a variety of problems and few solutions, and maybe lipofilling is one of them. I'm hoping that that classification is a useful guideline for patient management, with the type 1 best being managed by contralateral symmetrization, the type 2 being the most difficult to treat, and type 2 is due to surgery. Let's teach surgeons not to accept deformities, hoping that they will get better after radiotherapy and time, because this will not happen. Type 3, they are very rare. We don't see any of them anymore. Out of the 350 cases we've been operating for deformities, it's maybe 10 type 3, so they are very, very rare. Can we do lipofilling for irradiated breast? Well, the answer is yes all over the world, and there is a question mark in my country. So the general idea is that talk should be obsolete because prevention is much better than cure, and this is why that huge oncoplastic specialty is coming up.